What is going on in your hand? Welcome to Thoughts by April podcast. My name is April and I am delighted to welcome you to this episode 25 of Thoughts by April podcast. Here I talk about God, love, lifestyle, friendships, career, everything and anything worth thinking and talking about. Welcome. First timers, welcome. I am delighted to welcome you. I can assure you for free that here you'll have a sense of belonging, you'll have a sense of fellowship. So yeah, stick around. People who have been around for so long, thank you so much for being part of the community. Thank you for the reminders. I know that I set myself up when I said on WhatsApp that if I do not record this episode and publish it this weekend, people should drag me. Thank you so much for the dragging in advance, because some of you, no chill at all, you're already dragging me before the deadline. But yeah, thank you so much, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Where have I been? Away, trying to be a responsible adult. That's why this episode is even titled This Adulthood Thing, because I have been struggling and trying to be a good adult. Ha, it has not been easy, trust me. I know that some of you probably feel the same way, you know, but yeah, we're going to pull through, I think. I know, rather, we're going to be okay, we'll be fine, we'll get it right. So yeah, listener shout out today goes to Ayobami Ezekiel. Shout out to you, Mr. Ezekiel, thank you so much. The way that you reply my emails, oh my God. This gentleman literally replies every email with an epistle, like an epistle that I can use to actually record a whole new episode, like a whole podcast episode. That's what he sends me. Thank you so much. I appreciate how intentional you are about reaching out, about connecting, about giving feedback. Thank you for the constant encouragement. Shout out to you. God bless you. Thank you so much. So there is one thing that I want to ask you to do for me. I'm begging, actually. And that is that you should please follow my Instagram account. Well, not my Instagram account. The Thoughts by April podcast Instagram account. One thing that I struggle with as a podcaster is promotions. To be honest, that's like the hardest part of the whole thing for me. Recording is easy, you know. It's nice. Editing, you know, publishing, all those ones, they still day. But promotions, getting people to connect, you know, building the social media handles and all of that, you know, easy. So please follow on Instagram, Thoughts by April podcast. That is the handle, at Thoughts by April podcast. Please follow. I'll put the link in the description box or the episode notes. I always do that anyway, but yeah, I'll do it. Let me tell you now that I always do that, and I'm going to do it this time around just so that you can click on it and follow the Instagram page. Please, thank you. Woo! Wow, I feel like I've said like 2 million things in the last 3 minutes. But yeah, that's the whole essence, to come and talk and make sense while at it. So yeah, that is why I think that you should make sure you listen to this till the end, because I feel like everybody can relate to this. Most of us are adults. Maybe there are teenagers who listen, but yeah, I feel like most of us are adults, young adults, millennials, and I think that we can all relate to this subject. Adulthood. Hey God, this thing, eh? It is well. But there are three things I want to focus on in this discussion. I want to talk about money, I want to talk about responsibilities, and I want to talk about people's expectations of you. First thing, money. Hey, have you guys tried to buy stuff recently? I know, yes, the answer is yes for sure, but the cost of stuff is insane. Like, things are super expensive. Ha! Let me tell you what I did. So I just told myself, let me go to Lagos from Ibadan and stay there, stay with my mom for 2 weeks, and maybe drop by the office and just chill for a while and then come back to Ibadan. But when I stayed for like 2 weeks plus, and I saw that my account wasn't really bleeding like it was in Ibadan, ha, I decided to kukuma sit down in Lagos to eat my mother's money, because it just made more sense to not be by myself and spending all that money on stuff. So my strategy right now is to sit down in my mother's house, eat her money, and just use my church mind to contribute. So maybe send her money from time to time, you know, just so that the weight is not too much on one person. So the whole idea is, if you can get a roommate, you better get a roommate. Or if you need to get a roommate, you better get a roommate. Some of you are rich, like very rich, and so this may not be affecting you like that, like that. But if you know that this thing is affecting you, please find support. It's easier when two people are, you know, sharing the cost than for one person to bear all of it. At least in the past 4, 5, 6 weeks, I have been at my mom's house, and I know that it has just made much more sense. Like, my finance is not red like it was like 2 months ago, you know. So yeah, what's your experience? Like, how has it been? How have you been managing you know, your finance? Because it has been tough for me, and that's why I'm choosing this way out. Buying stuff is just crazy, or has just been very crazy. How have you managed? How are you dealing with it? If you have feedback about that, just let me know. hello@thoughtsbyapril.com, that's the email address. And don't forget, April is spelled H-A-Y-P-R-E-E-L. So let me know, how are you solving the money issues? Second thing is responsibilities. Ha! It just looks like, it feels like my office, number one, like they just went to dig out all the work and they just said, okay, well, pressure, so come and do all this work, cool. Like, hey, I don't get it. Like, their responsibilities, you have to work, you have to maintain your friendships, you have to show up for people, you have to do your own personal projects. For me now, I have to do this podcast, I have to keep it running, I have to send emails. You know, I'm trying to do all these things at the same time, and I want to sleep, I want to rest, I want to take care of myself, I want to just lounge. Ha! So what will happen when we're married? For those of us who are not married, you have a spouse, you have kids, much more responsibility. How are you people doing it? Hey, especially the ones who are married, like, how do you deal with it? How do you tell your kids or maybe your baby that, guy, sleep for the next 8 hours because I need to rest? I was telling somebody on WhatsApp, I think I put on my status that I'll tell my babies, even if they're not, like, they can't hear me yet, even if they're just like babies, I'll tell them, like, the night before, please sleep, don't wake me up through the night, like, your mom needs to rest, and that I hope that they will listen. Because I'm just imagining that with my current workload, and I have husband, and I have children on top. Hey, like, how am I supposed to manage? Married people, like, let me know. Tell me, because I really want to know how you're doing it. Handling family plus work plus friendships plus everything plus personal projects. How are you people doing it? Because it feels like a whole lot. Like, I cancel things anyhow. If you ask me, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I cannot deal, I just tell you straight up, I cannot. Because it's like my workload is just increasing by the day. So I don't even like pretend like I'm okay to take on extra projects that I know that I will not do. I just tell you, I cannot do it. Because, ha, hey, God help us. This adulthood thing, no be smart thing. And you're expected to have sense. Like, people expect that, oh, you're an adult, you're old, you have sense, you know what to do. Like, please, I'm just a big baby. Hey, please cut down those expectations. Don't come and kill me. I'm a baby girl, I beg. So I think you must have noticed that this is just vibes. Like, this is just a playful episode, just to talk about how it has been, how adulthood has been, especially in the past few months, you know, responsibilities, spending money and all of that. Another one that I want to talk about is people's expectation of you. You know, I just said that they expect that you'll have sense. That's just one of many. They expect that you have sense. They expect that you have a car. They expect that you'll be married. They expect that you have kids by now. They expect that you will show up for this. They expect that you show up for that. They expect that you have this, have that, do this, do that. Kilode. Only me, like small me like this, you are expecting all these things from me. Okay, fine. It's good you want me to be married, but I am going to be in the marriage by myself. You're not going to go in there with me. It's going to be on me, so I don't need your pressure. Like, carry your pressure and move. When I'm ready, I will be married, or when it's the right time, I will be married. Or you're supposed to have this by now. Say, for instance, have a car by now. Do you think I don't want to drive a car? Or do you think that I like the way that I am suffering on Lagos roads or even in Ibadan? Eh? But if it's not priority, why should I have it? If it's not needed, why should I have it? I'm not even talking about myself now. I'm talking about like generally. People just have certain expectations of you. They just expect that, oh, by the time of life or by the time of society, you should have done this, this, this. You should have that, that, that. It's not always like that. See, people don't need all that pressure. Like I already said, I already made it clear that me, oh, I am trying my best possible to be a responsible adult. So don't come and add extra pressure for me. Like, please, I can do without. In fact, I prefer to do without all that pressure. So please don't be part of the people that will be stressing people. Oh, why have you not done this? Where is your husband? Where is your wife? Yes, I know that like, you're trying to look out for them. You want them to move forward in life. You want them to achieve stuff in life. But small, small, like, don't do it like it's war. Don't ask them like it's fight. Don't ask them like if they don't do it, they're not doing anything with their lives. Kilo day now. Like, free people. Free people. Free people. Free people. Oh my God. I think I'm enjoying this more than I should. But yeah, that's the whole idea. Please don't put pressure on people to do stuff or to get stuff. If they are supposed to do it, I'm sure that they know. Like, they already know and they probably want to do it. But let them just take their time and get it at the right time. No need to pressure people to do what they are not ready for. I beg, I beg, I beg, I beg, I beg. Tell me about your adulthood experiences. Tell me what is stressing you the most. Tell me what is helping you keep up. Tell me your coping strategies. Tell me your adaptive mechanisms. Just tell me. Tell me, how are you handling being an adult? Especially if you have kids already. Like, people literally depend on you to live life. They want you to tell them what to do. Please talk to me. hello@thoughtsbyapril.com. That's my email address. @thoughtsbyaprilpodcast on Instagram and on Facebook. On LinkedIn, it is Thoughts by April. I think I should stop just so that this episode doesn't become too long and boring. So I'll stop now and then, should I say it? I'm about to say that I'll be back in 2 weeks, but I'm thinking, should I really say it? And will I really be back in 2 weeks? Anyway, I'll try my best possible. Thank you so much for listening so far. Thank you so much for being part of the Thoughts by April podcast community. I love you very much. I want to see you do well. Never ever forget that. Bye.